Later in this hour of With Heart and Voice, we'll listen to a performance of Thomas Tallis's lovely Mass for the Christ Child, Pura Natus Est. We'll begin this hour with music of Felix Mendelssohn. The chorus, Behold a Star from Jacob Shining, comes from his unfinished oratorio, Christus. It incorporates Philipp Nicolai's chorale, Wie schön leuchtet der Morgenstern, and we'll hear it performed by the choir of St. Mark's Cathedral in Seattle, directed by Mel Butler.
Thank you. Greetings from Persian lands afar, who told and follow the pointing star, and this the quest of the traveller's tree,
Three Kings by Peter Cornelius, which incorporates the chorale How Brightly Shines the Morning Star. It was sung by the choir of St. John's College, Oxford, directed by Max Barley. Baritone soloist was James Balance. Before that, we heard the choir of St. Mark's Cathedral in Seattle sing Behold a Star from Jacob Shining by Felix Mendelssohn, a piece which also includes the great Epiphany chorale Wie schön leuchtet der Morgenstern. Mel Butler directed. Our featured work for this hour consists of portions of the incomplete Missa Puer Natus Est by Thomas Tallis. We'll hear the Gloria, the Sanctus and Benedictus, and Agnus Dei. All are based on the plain chant Puer Natus Est, a child is born in Bethlehem. We'll begin with the chant, followed by the three polyphonic movements, which are scored in an unusual seven voices. All are performed by Stile Antico. Music of Thomas Tallis on With Heart and Voice.
Thank you.
Stile Antico performed the plain chant Puer Natus Est and three movements from Thomas Tallis's incomplete Mass based on the chant. We heard the Gloria, the Sanctus and Benedictus, and Agnus Dei. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Conrad Coker set words of William Chatterton Dix in the Epiphany hymn As With Gladness Men of Old. He named the tune Dix for the author, and we'll hear it sung by the choir of St. Mark's Cathedral in Seattle. Mel Butler directs with Thomas Joyce at the organ. Brian Fairbanks plays flute. As With Gladness, Men of Old was sung by the choir of St. Mark's Cathedral, Seattle, led by Mel Butler. William Crotch was born in Norwich in 1775 and was considered something of a child prodigy. As it turns out, in addition to a number of musical compositions, the Norwich and Norfolk Record Office lists 1,200 of his paintings and drawings, as well as a number of plays and writings on all kinds of subjects, including astronomy, gunnery, physics, and pyrotechnics. One of his musical works, which remains in the English cathedral repertory, is Lo, Star-Led Chiefs, taken from his oratorio, Palestine. We'll hear the choir of St. Edmundsbury Cathedral under the direction of James Thomas. Scott Farrell plays the organ. Lo, Star-Led Chiefs by William Crotch. It was sung by the choir of St. Edmundsbury Cathedral, directed by James Thomas. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Music of Peter Warlock is next. His lovely setting of Bethlehem Down is sung by the choir of Winchester Cathedral, directed by David Hill.
You.
The choir of Winchester Cathedral sang Bethlehem Down by Peter Warlock. From a disc of Christmas improvisations for organ, we'll hear master improviser Jerry Hancock play the Taylor and Booty instrument in the rear gallery of St. Thomas Church, Fifth Avenue. This is a wonderful improvisation on the folk carol, Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Thank you.
improvisation on Go Tell It on the Mountain, performed by Jerry Hancock on the Taylor & Booty instrument at St. Thomas Church, Fifth Avenue in New York. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music for the Festival of the Epiphany, bringing Christmastide to a close. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio of this and past With Heart and Voice programs on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also find us on Facebook. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.